Good morning. It's Jill Foster in D.C. You're also over at liveyourtalk.com. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous spring sunny morning. I'm looking at the south view, the south lawn of the White House. The top balcony is visible. Hopefully that can be seen in the photograph. The top balcony is visible. Sometimes the first couple will be lingering on that balcony. I think this is also where they host the Easter egg hunts every year. There are various press conferences hosted outdoors sometimes here, to my knowledge. It's just wonderful, and I forget about this great view. I'm so much on the north side Penn Avenue view of the White House. And so point of view comes to mind, especially from a conversation held with a colleague yesterday, the power of point of view and how that makes public speakers distinct when engaging to a lifetime audience. You know, it can be so attractive to keep on delivering information whenever we're public speakers with our audiences. And by, quote, keeping on delivering information, I mean it's easy to not want to punctuate thought and to assert point of view and just proceed as if we were the internet with legs, or proceed in conjunction type thinking. And by conjunction type thinking, I mean, and there's this point, and there's this point, and there's this point, and there's this point, and then there's this case study, and there's this brand, and oh wait, there's also this insight, it's and. It's conjunction type speak over and over again, and that ultimately is not why our audiences want to join us in a public speech. Ultimately, they are looking for our unique point of view as speakers, and our unique point of view has the fantastic ability to frame the teachable points, the most prioritized teachable points in our talk, and our point of view also has the ability to anchor our talk structurally and help take the audience's mindset toward a particular end. It's a powerful, powerful thing. So going back to the South Lawn of the White House, certainly I could, you know, approach describing the White House in a gazillion different ways, a gazillion different angles. But one particular point of view that comes to mind is sunshine and morning time are irreplaceable framers of a physical space, especially when it comes to the White House. So that's an on-the-fly type of point of view. And again, point of view can help us stay away from conjunction-like thinking. It can help punctuate thought. It can help make our particular message more distinct. It can help provide core structure for our talk and help guide the audience to a particular place at the end of our talk. Powerful, powerful. Have a great day. This is Jill Foster in D.C. or also over at liveyourtalk.com.